Don't worry. Be happy. And I give you my phone number. When you're worried, call me. I make you happy. Don't worry.
Don't worry, be happy. And I think we're excited in the studio here. This is Vibe 91.9 FM, and you're tuning to the BKC Motivational Show. Here seated, we have Daniel Obek, who's there. And Daniel, you're welcome.
Thank you.
And how's been your morning?
let me say it's been good.
It's been good.
Yeah, especially knowing that for the first time after my book launch, I'll be speaking with Bernard on Vibe FM. So it's been good.
Good to hear that. Good
great.
To hear that.
Great.
Good. Alex, what did you take for breakfast, may I ask you?
Wow.
I haven't eaten, and could you promise to give me lunch after this?
All right.
So who is Daniel? Who is Daniel Obek Ozang? Who is he?
Daniel Obek, if that is the name, later on would know
what how, Zion Zion,
how Zion came into the scene. Very young man, simple but full of energy and inspiration for life. With the little experiences he has in life, he makes good use of those experiences. He believes in God.
Believes in God.
Yes. And he's a brother of Jesus Christ. Yes.
I might just right away want to ask the Zion, since he says he believes in God and he's a brother of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Where I know Zion has something to do with scriptures or something or biblical. So where from the Zion in the Daniel?
I think that this, I can backdate this into my SHS school days, when I would shout the name or the word Zion when good things happen. Like someone would go like, "Oh God," or someone would go like, "Oh Jesus." I would use the word Zion instead of those names. And then when they are bad moments, I would use the word Babylon. And it got to a point, a friend of mine decided to call me by the name Zion. And if you read through the Bible, which I believe, the things said about Zion are very, very inspiring. Zion means God. Zion means the place of God. Zion means the children of God. And so, if I have the name Zion, I think it wouldn't be a bad thing, you know. So, I decided to adopt the name Zion. Although, it's not officially in the books, but a lot of people call me by the name Zion.
Because Zion. So, yes. Now we have Daniel Obek with Zion.
Sure.
As unofficial name.
Great.
And more
great.
Especially if you're on the internet, Facebook, you can get Daniel. All right, and let's talk about your writing, your book. Is this your first book?
Yeah, this is my first book. This is my first book.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah.
Let's delve. What's the title of the book? Your book. Let's go to the title of your first book. That's Finding Your Purpose.
Lessons from a Jigsaw Puzzle.
So, Finding Your Purpose, yes. Lessons from a Jigsaw Puzzle. Okay,
yeah.
Great. Mm-hmm. Now, the intriguing title, especially the last part, that's to do with Lessons from a Jigsaw Puzzle.
Great.
I mean, how that jigsaw puzzle got to do with purpose and finding your purpose.
I think that I was inspired by the story of Joseph. The fact that he dreamt of being a leader of a family. After the dream, the kind of things Joseph went through, if you look at it critically, had nothing to do with the dream he had. And so you realize that it's a movement from left to right, back, forth, and in the end, he became what he dreamt. And personally, as an individual, I have that keen interest in mind games. And so I looked at keenly the game of the puzzle and the lessons it's got to offer. And so for me, I could link the story of Joseph with the game the puzzle. How the pieces of those games are joined together, sometimes to form a human being, sometimes to form an animal, sometimes to form any other object. And so for me, linking the story or the life of Joseph to the puzzle is like his life was the bits and pieces of the things of his life or the experiences of his life. So one time a prisoner who later became a prime minister, one time a dreamer, or one time in a pit or in a hole, now a prime minister.
So from the lessons from Joseph's life, looking at the pieces being put together, just like a jigsaw puzzle, when
Great.
You put the pieces together, you get a whole thing.
Great.
So from the piece of our life, what you've gone through,
Great.
When you put everything together, it makes you the whole person. That
Great.
Makes you Daniel Zion
Great.
At this moment.
Great.
Okay, go ahead. What inspired you to put this book together?
It's a wonderful experience. I remember a friend and a beloved called Emilia invited me to her church. And before the program, I woke up one dawn and was inspired to write. And I was inspired to write about Joseph. Now, on the day of the program, the preacher man decided to preach on Joseph. And all the things he said about Joseph was as though I was sitting with him when I also got inspired to write about Joseph. And so from the onset, I was like, wow, this means that this story needs to be told to everyone who comes near. And so from that moment, I said, I will put this in a book. That's what I told myself. Yeah. So that was how the inspiration began. That once you were inspired to write about something, you hear someone talk about the same thing, was as though you were with a person when you were writing, then it means that it has a message to tell to the world. And so I decided to put that in a book. And in fact, the preacher was Reverend Dr. Tim Bagwell. Reverend Dr. Tim Bagwell, who was one of the preachers for the Charismatic Evangelistic Ministry during one of their programs. Yeah.
So it means your life story has a lot to do with, personally, has a lot to do with the Joseph in the Bible.
Great.
His experience, his lifestyle,
Great.
And also that influenced your thoughts in
Great.
Putting up the book, Finding Your Purpose.
Great.
Okay, great. Now, right into the book, I'm listening. I want to know, how do I find my purpose?
Wonderful. I think that if you read the book, there are portions of the book that tell you that it is not a one-time thing. It is not a one-day thing. It's a process. It's a gradual process. And so, in finding what you can do, what I go through today, what I go through tomorrow, what I go through in the coming years, have all parts to play in who I become in future, or what my purpose is. And so, to find your purpose, this book will not tell you that this is what you must do. It only says that all the things you go through in life, bring them together. There are lessons you must learn from them, both the good and the bad stories. So when you bring them together, come what may, there is something in those experiences which is for you. Mm-hmm. And when you are able to identify, you pick it and you run with it.
Wow. So still based on experiences and what you find within yourself and
Great.
Putting all those things together.
Great.
Now, what are some of the things that one might find in this book, Finding My Purpose again? When I pick this book, some of the key things that can help me from this book.
Great. Now, if you pick this book, first and foremost, there's a very wonderful story that tells you that your life or what you go through in life is not by accident.
Oh, like that.
That is one. From the onset, from the introduction, it tells you that what you go through in life is not by accident. They are all part and parcel of your life. They are all playing a major role in your life. That is one. And then when you go further, it tells you that do not take whatever you are doing now for granted. You can be a class rep, you can be an errand boy, you can be a sweeper, you can be a preacher, you can be whatever. Whatever you are doing now, do not take it for granted. It has a role to play in who you finally become in life. And then thirdly, there's a message that, look, you were not just on this earth. Someone created you. that role of God in shaping who you are is very, very important. Yeah. So if you find, if you pick this book, it has very basic elements to tell you that finding your purpose has to do with the things you go through, the role of God in ensuring that what you go through in life, in the end, you find your purpose.
The role of God in your life.
Great.
You find your purpose. And to deal with the book and to do the subject of finding a purpose, and as you keep on restating that, that whatever you go through is really for a purpose. Now, if I find myself at this state of life, someone is thinking that, I think I have not found my purpose yet. Is the person missing, or is there hope for such a person in that state?
Okay. What I'll tell that, that person is, one, you haven't found your purpose yet.
Okay.
However, you, what you are doing is in line. You may be a broadcaster, but you are telling yourself that you have not found your purpose yet. Don't panic. Don't be dismayed. What you are doing is in line.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
If in the end you find your purpose, for instance, you end up being a banker, from then you move from being a broadcaster to a banker, you realize that what you did in the broadcasting or in the media arena had a role to play in what you become at the bank. For all you know, you are going to be at the front desk, relating and dealing with people. And so, the issue of I haven't found my purpose, well, what I'm doing now, I'm not really enjoying it. Relax. Continue doing it. If you think that you must move, move on. But then, what you are doing now definitely has a role to play in what you become tomorrow.
So, exactly what you find yourself doing now, it's, you are not displaced, you still have a purpose and
that's
a role
right.
to play in
that's
the
right.
ultimate being you are going to be.
That's right.
Okay, so great. No one should need to rush into really finding or searching for a purpose.
No.
But your current position or state of work still have something to do
great.
With who you're going to be ultimately.
So you are not misplaced at all.
Okay, great. From Zion, Daniel Obeko Zion.
Mm.
Okay, now Daniel, where can one get access to copies of your book?
Okay.
Now let's look at, I mean, bookshops before we look at online places, and
okay.
where can I want to get copy of the book?
Great. As it stands now, we've not done a lot of distributions, but then if you go to the Calic Book Center in Accra, if you go to Steps to Christ Bookshop in Carnation, you'll find one. If you go to the Presby Bookshop in Accra, you would find one. If you go to the Ghana Police Church, you are going to find a copy of this book. If you go to Topman Bookshop, that is in Swedru, you'll get a copy of this book. And then you can also call a number.
Yeah, what number? Let's have it. Especially if you want to have an autographed copy of your book.
Great. If you want to have an autographed copy of my book, for which Sam will distribute here today, you can call 0275-782977 or 0246-271-049.
Okay, let's pick the numbers again quickly.
Okay.
Then, so that's
0275-782977 or 0246-271-049.
Okay, so if one wants to have an autographed copy, those are the numbers. Now,
great.
Where again on online can we have access to you?
Online, you can get it on Amazon.com for now. We are dealing with Amazon.com, so you can get one.
So we search for your name or the title on Amazon.com.
The name or the title, you'll find the book there.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. So name or title, if you're on the internet, you want to purchase a copy of Finding Your Purpose, Lessons from a Jigsaw Puzzle by Daniel Obeko Zion. Just go to Amazon.com and Google the title, search the title or the author's name, and you have
Daniel
access
to Obeko.
Daniel Obeko.
Yeah.
Okay, on Amazon, there's no Zion.
Yeah.
So you can get a copy to really find your purpose and also to inspire you in life. If you're listening in life and you're also on your Facebooking, you can follow our trendings on comments, and we're going to read it live here on air for you. And you may stand a chance of winning the book, Finding Your Purpose, to help you in life. And I think I have some few comments. If you're on Facebook and you have no radio and listen live on the internet, it's www.bkc.name/radio, live streaming live online. Okay, few comments. This from Zakiu Idris. He says that I really agree with Daniel Zion. Whatever that we are going through today is preparation towards managing our success tomorrow. Great. Thank you by Zakiu Idris. This is from Bobby Odison. He says, wow, Daniel, I love your book and passion. Book mixing with passion is great, leading to purpose. Thank you, Bobby and Zakiu. You can also join the comments on Facebook on my status, facebook.com/Bernard Kelvin, or post your comments, your contributions, and you may stand a chance of winning the book, Finding Your Purpose by Daniel Obeko Zion. This is the BKC Motivational Show, and we are in the author segment and book review. And Daniel, how long have you been writing? Aside this book, how long have you been writing? When did you discover your purpose of writing?
I think I started writing way back in DHS when I was supposed to recite a poem in church. And this poem was written for us. Previously was written for us. Then it got to a point that we had to find our own poems. Yeah. So I decided to write one. So that was when I realized that the guy could write. So it paused for a while. I went to senior high school. I joined the Scripture Union. And from there, I realized I could do more as far as poetry was concerned. So I began with poetry.
You began with poetry. Yeah. So I think I also get a link here that, you know, sometimes it's from the problem that you are being fed, but when the feeding ceases, then you have to discover it for yourself.
Great.
Okay, that's a good point. So that means that sometimes we need to, in difficulties, we can find solution or possible solutions, that when you always have things handed over to you, you refuse to think or even be creative. Okay, great. So that's, you started with poetry, then you move into writing bits and pieces.
Great.
Now, I always ask my artists, the writers, and I know everyone suffers from the writer's block. Okay, what do you do, Daniel, when you get the writer's block?
Let me say that getting into that stage or the writer's block is very normal with every writer. It simply means there's lack of motivation, there's lack of inspiration, there's lack of energy. Just pause, relax, and then do other reading that has nothing to do, or read about other writers who you might not even know.
Read about other writers. Oh, great.
Yes, because once, and then the readings you do must just be woven around your issue or your topic.
Okay.
Because sometimes the getting into that stage also means that you are lacking some bit of ideas. Reading around your topic by other authors, you end up being motivated again, gaining that amount of energy you began with to write again.
Okay, so you need to read around subject area of your interest from other writers who write on the same subject. Still in your book, tell me finally on your book, have you received any testimonies or recommendations coming from your book? I know those are some of the inspiring things every writer would want to hear or see, that his book is helping people transform your life. Tell us some, if you have specific ones that the listeners need to hear.
Great. I think that after the book launch, I had a lot of them on my Facebook page, through messages. And if you don't mind, I was able to ask some to just forward them to my phone. If you don't mind, I would go through them.
Okay, let's have one or two of them.
Yeah, maybe one or two of them.
Yeah.
The first one is, when we understand that we are in this world to fulfill a definite purpose, we will not take our experiences for granted. Mm-hmm. And this is by Esther Brago.
Esther Brago.
Yes. I would read one from Edmond Akunai, which says that finding your purpose helps people to acknowledge the fact that whatever you do in life, when you put the pieces together, it becomes complete. Hence, it teaches you to acknowledge the fact that whatever we do in life, when you put the pieces together, it becomes complete. And it teaches you to live a complete and a purposeful life.
Wow. Yeah. So these messages really inspires you when you get something coming from those who've read your books.
Great,
good to hear that. Now, I want to know, do you have any special or specific advice for for other authors or writers, anybody want to go into writing, any advice for anyone?
Great. Personally, I think that it's good to write, and you must write, write, and write until you make sense.
Until you make sense.
From the beginning, you might not make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep writing, keep tearing the papers, keep buying the books, write them, keep writing until you make sense. Secondly, read. You need to read. You need to read. And then thirdly, buy books from other writers. It is a form of inspiration for other writers to see that their fellow writers are buying their books.
Wow. Wow.
Buy books from other writers. It pays to do that. Wow. Yeah.
So one, we need to read, write till we make sense.
Great.
And keep reading from other writers and even buying from other authors also.
Great.
To inspire them.
Great.
So it's a continuous cycle that.
Great.
We need to keep on reading, writing till we make sense.
Great.
And read from others too. So if you're listening, you want to go, are we expecting any book soon? Any other book, or are you working on
next,
secretly?
Yes, I'm working on my second book, and it's big. I have a style of writing,
yeah.
And I would want to pick strange stories, very intriguing stories, and weave a concept around them. And so, come next year, God willing, we should expect a big one.
We're expecting a big one.
A big one.
God willing, next year.
God willing, next year.
After the show, where can one, locate you, especially on the virtual world? Where can we? Do you have a blog? And are you on Facebook, on Twitter?
Great.
Where can we follow you?
I'm on Facebook, Daniel Zion Obekun. I'm on Twitter at Daniel Obekun. I'm on Skype, Daniel.Obekun. I have a blog that is www.danielzionobekun.wordpress.com. www.danielzionobekun.wordpress.com.
So we can be located on the internet, on Facebook.
Great.
Twitter and Skype.
Great.
And all that, so you can follow Daniel Obekun Zion on Twitter, get him on Facebook, visit his blog. I think you can, if you can't find him, just Google him.
Great.
Read.
Just Google.
You're going to find everything that you might want to know from Daniel. Now, before we take your final words for your fans and your listeners out there, I want to ask you, what has been your greatest challenge as a writer and as an author?
Great.
That somebody wants to learn something from?
As a writer, especially as a beginner, I had issues with getting a publisher to say that, yes, your work is good, I want to step out and publish you. It's been a great challenge. And then secondly, whilst you inform, many a times you must be the example. And so you ask yourself, am I able to live by all that I've said here? Or am I still learning from the experiences? Those are the basic, challenges that I face as a writer. That let's get a publisher to publish this young man is a real challenge, And the fact that what you write is imperative that you also live by them.
That's getting a publisher is a major challenge for every author. Okay.
Yeah, should I go ahead?
Yeah.
Right. Bernard, if you would permit me, I decided to read a portion of the introduction of this book.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
Yeah. Let's have that.
Great. A young boy was asked by the father to fix the map of a country from a jigsaw puzzle. For over 30 minutes, the boy was caught up in deep thought and in total concentration to get the task complete, but to no avail. What made it more difficult for the chap was that he had no idea as to how the map should look like when complete. He tried several approaches to put the pieces together, but none could edge him closer to the right solution. After observing the boy's perseverance and unyielding determination for a while, the father decided to give him a clue. That is, fixing the map comes with the formation of a human image behind it. The image of the human could be fixed easily. That was only a way of helping the boy fix the map. However, this phenomenon that is fixing the human image first also points out to another dimension of the jigsaw puzzle, that there won't be one single way of getting things done. Life is not a one-size-fits-all approach. There are always other ways of doing something. With this helpful hint in mind, the boy quickly fixed the puzzle the other way round, that is fixing the human image first, which he did with ease. In the end, he turned around and the map was fixed with every piece in its place. Solving a jigsaw puzzle can be mentally challenging and often requires you to exert yourself over that problem, a situation which is synonymous with challenges in life. Sometimes you can solve it with difficulty and ingenuity, and other times a little guesswork and some experiment will do the job. In other situations, you would need some form of inspiration to guide you to a desired end. But what matters most is when there is a definite sense of purpose. A lot of people continue to walk aimlessly in life simply because they do not know their purpose in life. When confronted with difficulties, such people easily throw their hands in the air in apparent frustration and lose focus. To confirm their lack of definite sense of purpose, many people pass comments such as, "Life is unfair," "Life is war," "Life is fun," "Life is a struggle," "Life is a game," "Life is a challenge," and "Life is complex," to mention but a few. I cannot really tell whether these statements are mere cliches. However, no matter how they may sound or the message they may convey, whoever said them said so based on circumstances in which they found themselves at a particular moment of their lives. For instance, someone who makes it to the beach every weekend with family and friends to have fun is likely to agree to the saying that life is fun. In the same vein, someone who is brokenhearted is likely to accept the fact that life is unfair. Situations vary, and this signifies that life goes beyond situations over time. Its broader picture also illustrates that trying to understand it by considering only a few cases restricts your scope of growth and development. In the case of the little boy, focusing on only the map wasn't going to help him. There was the need to consider the other side of the puzzle, which could face the human being. It is important to note that your life has been wonderfully woven, joining bits and pieces just like the jigsaw puzzle to represent a bigger you.
Okay, that's from the first chapter of Daniel's book, to do with a boy, trying to fix a map by using the reverse picture, putting the man together, the map will be complete.
Great.
So that is from the book, Finding Your Purpose, Lesson from a Jigsaw Puzzle. And that is Daniel. So you can just Google him and get access to his book. And also for all the authors, you can get the books at src.com.gh. That's Ghana's first online digital shop for audiobooks and digital books. src.com.gh. You can get Daniel's digital version of his book, ebook, over there. Thank you very much, Daniel, for coming. Yeah, copies for those who are listening and those who are commenting. By the end of the show, you're going to announce the lucky winners for his book. Thank you, Daniel. I think I'll read the last comment. And to do the subject of finding purpose and talent, I have two wonderful gentlemen in the studios who's always got the passion to speak on that subject. Anytime you meet them, that is their food, and that's what they spill out. Talking about talent, talking about purpose, talking about passion. So we have in the studio Bokete Maxwell and Kojo Kedem. Kojo and Maxwell, you're welcome to the show.
Thank you, BKC.
Alright, so we're moving right to the next segment, looking at two speakers on the subject that they are very passionate about, speaking that almost every now and then on every platform they find themselves to be. And so we have Kojo Kedem and we have Maxwell Bokete. So if you're listening live on the internet, you can just start posting your comments or your questions on the subject to do with talents and purpose. Daniel is still in the studio. We're going to answer your questions, and you might have stand a chance of winning the book, any of them. Comment from Prince Norbert Dake says, enjoying the show, keep it up. And again from Bobby says, wow, Daniel, I love your passion. So to do that subject, talent. Comment from Selom Iron Bills says, life in this world is really a great struggle, both for young and old. It is from Puzzle Story. Yeah, it's a struggle, but we can make it. You can make it better. Yeah, Salam. All right, now Max and Kojo, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Let's see your voices together.
Thank you.
Okay, great. Now you great young guys, I must say, are doing so well with the subject to do with talents, and we just had something to do with purpose and finding your purpose, and you keep on talking about talents. Right away, what are talents? Are they money? Are they gifts? What is talents?
VAC, thank you very much, and a warm afternoon to your listeners. We are proud to be here, but even more humbled to be in the studios with personalities like yourself and Zion. You know, I would prefer calling you Zion. Because, yeah. Okay, with the issue of talent, whenever anybody asks me what is talent, I refer the person back to the book of Matthew.
Okay.
Matthew 25:14-30.
Okay.
And it's about a parable of the talent, where a master was traveling and he gave three of his servants talents according to what they could handle. Bible says to the first he gave five, to the second he gave two, and to the last he gave one. Now, in ancient Roman, a talent or talent used to represent money. And one talent was equal to almost 1,000 in current value. Almost 1,000 Ghana cedis.
1,000 Ghana cedis.
1,000 Ghana cedis. That's the value of a talent.
Wow.
So to everybody, there is not less than 1,000 Ghana cedis that you can earn as a human being. Because remember, in the book of Genesis chapter 1:29, Bible says in the first part of that scripture that, and God blessed man. What that scripture really wanted to show was that God gave man whatever man needed to succeed in life. That's why the following scripture says that, and he told man to be fruitful and multiply. So he's just trying to tell you, I've given you whatever you need to succeed. Now go out and succeed. So talent basically is that thing that will lead you to success.
Thing within you that will lead you to success. That is basically talent. So does that mean that everyone has got at least a minimum of 1,000 Ghana cedis? Right. Right on point.
Of course.
Of course. Okay, great. Now looking at talents, and we're looking at finding purpose. How do I find my talent? And tied to that question, are talents the same as career? My talent is singing. Is that my career? I you know.
Wow. Thank you very much, BKC. And let me say good afternoon to your listeners before I say my first words. Let me say firstly that our talents are the only free assets we get that we don't pay for. Our talents are the only assets we have without paying for. God gives to every man free of charge. I mean, you don't pay to get your talent. God gives to you. So, what is left for you to do is to go inside of you and ask yourself, what talent do I have? Because if you have to follow the proper of a talent in Matthew 25:15-30, you can see clearly that every man on this earth has a talent. That is it. Full stop. You can't doubt that. God has given us a talent, but if you don't know your talent, God has still made, I mean, given a provision whereby you can find your talent.
Yeah, so how do
so I? Looking at the issue of how do I identify my talent? I mean, most people usually give the easiest answer. They tell you, look at your interests, your passion, what you love doing. But I would say the other one.
Okay.
Look at the things you hate doing. your talent,
you hate doing.
The things you hate doing, your talent might lie there.
Wow.
Can I explain myself?
Okay, let's okay.
Why do I say this? If you look at someone like me, Maxwell in the studios now, I used to be somebody who used to tag himself as S-H-Y, shy, which originally means stupidly hiding yourself. I told myself I was shy. When you ask me to stand in front of public to talk, you lie bad. I would just fumble and be shivering and all that. But now I go to place and talk and there is no sign of shyness or whatever in me. Little did I know that my talent lied in talking, writing to empower people. So instead of me looking at what I used to love doing those days, which I can't even remember what I used to love doing, what I say, very funny. I am now working on my talent, which lies in the things I hated doing, but are now my talent. So the first way of discovering your talent is try doing the things you hate doing besides the thing you like doing. That is the first thing. And then the question as to whether your talent is your career.
Yeah.
I would say your talent determines your career. Because for somebody, if you had to tell me to go into carpentry, sorry, I will break all your house for you. I can't fix even one thing. If you ask me to design a small logo for you, for your company, please, I can't. My talent has to do with talking and writing. And if you have to give me a career that has to do with talking and writing, please, I'll give you an excellent job. So for me, and from what I have heard from so many people, from what I've read from the scriptures, your talent determines your career in future.
Your talent determines your career in future.
Yeah, because it will add a few to what my brother here said. You know, your talent determines your career, or should determine your career. But your career is not necessarily grinded on your talent. You can just oppose both of them. You can have a career and still work with a talent. Okay, we have something we call marketplace ministry, where even though you have a career, you try to imbibe your talent in there to enhance the work you do in that particular field. So it's two sides of the same coin. Now he made mention of the fact that every individual has talents in them. Okay, and it's not usually, or it's not always, those things that you find easy doing or you like doing that determines your talent. Now, you asked the question about whether talent was equal to what? Passion or
your career.
You made a statement too about passion and how they call it? Talent. Now, you realize that we did not create ourselves. One ball. I did not create myself. If we accept that fact, then it means that whoever created us is just like a computer. Whoever made a computer designs its manual. So I don't make a fan and bring it or sell it to BKC. And when BKC plugs the fan and puts on the switch, the fan starts giving light. You see,
could you let me ask you now? As you explained that your talent, your talents and career, you could have a career and have a talent, not necessarily need to be the same thing. And the question is talent alone enough?
Vicky, talent alone is not enough. Talent alone is not enough. Was talent alone enough? Then I'll refer you back to the parable of the talent. Was talent alone enough? Then the last one who was given one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the master would have had problem with him bringing back the same one. Okay? You are supposed to build capacity. So with talent, passion, build capacity and increase what you have.
Now, how do I, things I know now, I have a talent. Talent is not enough. How do I then develop and deploy my talent to the best of my ability. How do I do that? If you can give me some examples on something that I need to do.
All right, BKC, how do I develop my talent? I mean, there are so many ways you can use to develop a talent, but the first I would like to give is the first D, which has to do with decision.
Decision,
yeah. Okay. Make the decision that you want to discover and develop your talent. Without a decision, you can't do anything. It's like you're just going on the street and you're going on a lane road and then you get to a Y junction. Now you don't know whether to go with the left or the right. And then you ask a man, please, should I go for the left one or the right one? He will have to ask you, where are you going? So you decide where you are going. Then you now get a passion to develop that talent. After making a decision to develop a talent, you now need discipline. You need discipline. Maybe for you, you wake up every day at 9 a.m. I know some of you wake up at 9 a.m. You wake up at 9 a.m. in the morning, and to you, that is so early. Just like, what's wrong in Temparano? But if you want to start developing your talent, please, you have to have a disciplined spirit to start, doing some things that you usually never used to do. If you used to wake up at 9, please go back and start waking up maybe around 8 or 7 or 6. I usually wake up around 4. By 4, I'm awake. I don't know what I do. I don't wake up, listen to messages on air, or read, or write, or type. You need decision. Make a decision. Have the discipline. Then now get the determination. What do I want to do? Be determined at it. I want to, get so many platforms to speak on. What do I need to do? One, I need to be reading all the time. Two, I need to be writing to get more words down. Three, I need to practice the more. So that when I stand somewhere, Abetoka will tell you, it is better to look like a fool in front of a mirror than to look like a fool in front of your audience. So I need to rehearse more to make sure that when I get a chance to speak somewhere, I'll be better. So in developing my talent, I have made the decision. I'm now disciplined. Now I'm putting in the determination. I'm going ahead. And I tell you, it won't come in one day, but constant practice, your talent will get better.
So you made mention, I think I'll put it into the, what do you call it, three D's, and one is
decision, make the decision,
two,
discipline, and three, the determination.
So these are the three D's that you can use to help you develop and deploy, make the most of your talent.
Yeah. And let me say that the determination, you can call that one to perseverance. And that has to do with a young child who is learning how to walk. When learning how to walk, the first step you take, you fall. Your buttocks hits the floor and mommy will carry you and dust your back. But you never stopped learning how to walk. You persisted. You were determined that you wanted to walk and you continued to discipline yourself to walk. Even though you fell, you never stopped there. You still got up. So when you're developing your talent and you make a mistake somewhere and you flop some program somewhere, don't stop there. Persevere, determine, and continue developing your talent.
Now, how do I do this? Okay, how do I monetize my talent?
Monetize your talent.
How do I make money? Because I have a talent. I can play good football. Okay. I'm somewhere in a village in Kasua, let me put it so. But I'm so good. I know myself. My colleague says I'm good. How do I monetize my talent? I can sing. Okay, I can do so many things. So what do I do? You made mention that you can have a career and still make use of your talent. And so what do I do? Because I want to make money out of my talent.
BK, I earlier made mention to the fact that talent in itself is equal to money. That's the original meaning of a talent, according to its origin, the word talent. It's money. And you see, there's one thing I like about the scriptures, and I try to make it very practical. Bible says, give and it shall be given back to you, pressed down, shaking together, and running over. And in good measure, it will be given back to you in good measure. Now, you realize that the scriptures does not say give food or give cars or give whatever. So, talents also falls within that category. Okay. Some people have talent and they sing to themselves in their room every single day. They don't sing to anybody else apart from their mirror. They hold their hairbrushes in their hands and stand in front of their mirror and make beautiful gestures. It's not bad. You are trying to develop yourself. But you see, you cannot make money or livelihood if you continue to sing in front of your mirror. You must go out there for someone to also see you and maybe subscribe to your services. Now, another thing. I always push for entrepreneurship every day. I will always push for entrepreneurship every day. Now, find a way in which you can sell your talent. Okay? Now, I know there are social media networks. Use them to your advantage. It's free. It is free, my brother. Even now, Facebook is giving free Facebook. I said Facebook. MTN is giving free Facebook. It is free. Okay, and I salute the guys out there who post poems online, who just release stuff. You know, that's how you get recognition. You don't start raking in the money just like that. You first need to build the brand and get recognition.
Question that as I asked you, okay, I'm in the village, okay, I play good soccer. Facebook, what are you talking about? I don't know anything about even ICT basics. So talking about Facebook, I mean, you can't locate me. Even Google can't find me, so I don't exist. Okay, but I can play good soccer in the village. Okay, what do I do? Because I think that is my talent. That's what I can do best. So help me, talent guys. Help me. How do I push myself up?
Wow, for those in the village, let me say there is still hope for you. Because I'm sure for so many of our national team, the Black Stars, most of them were not born in Accra. I doubt it. I mean, so if you have, let's take a talent like football, you think you can play football so well, don't play the football in your room or in your porch or in your small compound. Go out there. There are guys who are also playing out there. Go out there. I tell you, there are football scouts who are going around looking for football stars. Go out there. Let somebody see what you can do. Who knows? Maybe a senior colleague of yours in your village sees that, this guy can play so well and happens to move from the village to the city. And, I mean, gets an opportunity to bring somebody to the city. He will by all means recommend that they come for you. But if you're in the city or in the village and all you do is talk about Lionel Messi and the goal he missed, Asamoah Gyan and all the things he's doing, Suarez for blocking Ghana's, please. Those things will not help to send your talent anywhere. And one thing I realized is that Ghanaians, you have a talent of advertising and marketing, but we don't use it so well. We have a talent in advertising and marketing.
Oh.
But we don't use it. Somebody can, board a trotter from Accra to Tema and just see people selling medicine. I tell you, you'll be so shocked. They are so talented, but in the cars, please, channel your talent right and let somebody see what you can do. Somebody will refer you somewhere. That is what we call networking.
Okay, so that means that most people have been misplaced because they are using, not that they are not using their talent, but they are using that wrongly.
Yeah.
Oh.
Let's take, I'm a speaker. I like to talk and then I just go and stand by the roadside. Hey, somebody out there, you have a talent that you need to develop. God has given you a talent. If you follow this and that and that, you develop it. Who is listening to me? Nobody. I'm just standing there making noise. But if I'm on the street for 1 hour, disturbing, no one is even listening to me. And BKC come to Vibe FM for 30 minutes and say something small. Somebody in UK listening via BKC.name will get to know /name, we'll get to know that BKC is a speaker. But for me, who even speaks better than BKC, we'll be on the street somewhere just shouting and making noise and nobody recognize me. So we have the talents, but we are misplacing our talents. That is it.
Yeah, I think so. If you listening, you think that you have some talents and you are not developing it and you think it's misplaced, as never too late to redirect your passions and your talents in the appropriate way. And if you need a book on that line, so you have the book Finding Your Purpose, Lessons from the Jigsaw Puzzle by Daniel Obeku Zion. And you can get copies online and offline. You can just Google the name Daniel Obeku Zion and you can have access to. And if you want a digital copy, visit src.com.gh, and that's Ghana's hub for every digital goods, ebooks and more. Just visit the site and just download. You can buy your mobile money and all that. So just keep reading to discover what you really and what you can do with your talents and your giftings. And I think there are always new avenues that you can channel what you are passionate about and your gifts, so that we don't be doing the wrong things with the right talents. Yeah. And we make the most of it. If you listen, this is the BKC Motivational Show, and we have two speakers, Kojo Kedem and Maxwell Bokete, looking at the subject to do with talents and how to inspire you to make the most of your talents. If you're listening live on the internet, on your Facebook, just post in your comments or your contributions at facebook.com/Bernard Kelvin, and you can listen live on the internet at bkc.name/radio. Let's have your comments and contributions in just the next 1 or 2 minutes. And at the end of the show, I'm going to announce the lucky winners for Finding Your Purpose, Lessons from Jigsaw Puzzle by Daniel Berkut Zion. Stay tuned. Now, we want to take some messages from, okay, before we go to Facebook, Kojo.
Yeah, BK, about the issue of talent, again, a lot of people feel you using your talent makes work easy. It's rather the contrary. Let's not lie to ourselves. Using your talent is as difficult as choosing any other career apart from your talent. Okay? But the fun of it is that you find extra motivation to move on when you are using your talent than when you are doing something that is not related to you. You know, because it's already innate. The talent is innate. So you always find the push, the motivation to move on, to ride over the storms. I overheard Zion say that life, you don't need to solve all life's problems through a particular way or the same way. You know, and I've always maintained this thing that you don't always need to climb the mountain to get to the other side.
I like that point. You don't always need to climb the mountain
to get to the other side. Sometimes you can meander your way around the circumference of the mountain to get to the other side. Just to say that some problems cannot be solved right there. You must outgrow those problems to be able to solve them. Okay, so don't always persist on going on a particular avenue. Open up. Try things. Okay, life is a learning process. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. It's only in Ghana that when you make mistakes, they will shout on you. Okay, my former boss, Ekomensa made a statement that a teacher asked, four times four in class, and one guy raised up his hand and said, they are musicians. I mean, 4x4. He was thinking out of the box. They are musicians. Okay. But let us be bold to make mistakes. In fact, our first president made a statement, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, and I quote him. He says, it is not a man who makes mistakes that is a failure, but it is he who does not learn from his mistakes. For such a person is not qualified to be called a failure, but a fool.
Wow, this is deep.
Unquote. So please, let us open up. Make the necessary mistakes and be like the Texans. The Texans always were proud of their failures. Not because they were weak, but because they always wanted to see the lighter side of things and get the benefits of even bad circumstances. So let's open up and use as many avenues as possible to channel our talents through, so that at least at the end of the day, we can see the most effective way that our talents can be implemented to the benefit of the society.
Well, we need to learn from our mistakes and not be afraid to make mistakes. And that's the very key areas that we have to learn from our mistakes and perfect that. That someone said that we should feel your way to success. That you venture things out, you make mistakes, you learn from them, you keep moving till you succeed. So do that. And someone also said that there's not like failure. They are all always lessons, learning process to get what you really want. I'll go back to Kojo and Michael, take our last words on talents and passions for our listeners. Then we can run up for the program for today with words from our listeners. Let me take the Facebook comments. This is what Prince Norbert Dake says. He says, I believe God has given each and every one of us a talent, but the problem is identifying it and using it to solve problem and in most cases make profits. So one, we have talents and there's nothing, but we are able to identify those talents, solve problems with that, and again, make what money out of that. Thank you, Prince Norbert Dake, on your submission on talents. By the close of the program, I'm going to post in those who won the book Finding Your Purpose, Lessons from Jigsaw Puzzle by Daniel Obeko Zion. We are taking our last input from our guest speakers. And as you run up, you tell us something brief about yourself and what you are into and something you should be expecting from great talent guys like you. So I want to start with Bucket Maxwell.
All right. Thank you very much, BKC. I would like to close with this thing that I posted earlier today when a good friend of mine was on radio. It says that everybody is a genius, but if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will live it all its life thinking it is stupid. Everybody is a genius, but if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will live all its life thinking it is stupid. Why do I say this? The Bible says that we all have talents. To every man, we have talents according to our several abilities. Maybe mine has to do with just writing, so I will just write. Maybe yours is with designing, so design. Yours is with driving. Go and be a truck driver or a pilot or any better thing. Don't say because I can't drive or because I can't talk like BKC, I am irrelevant in this life. No. Whatever talent it is that you have, your talent is supposed to fulfill a need in Bernard Kelvin Clive's life. If you read from Romans chapter 12 verse 4, it says, for us in one body, we have many members. And the members do not all have the same function. One will say, and the members do not all have the same office. We can't all do the same things in life because our talents are different, even though they are similar. We can all do separate things, but together we form one purpose and we form one body in Christ and to serve the whole world. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Maxwell.
I'll conclude by saying this, and I say it a lot to people I talk to, that don't go into a lighting corner and expect your light to bright or shine. Find the little dark corner and put on your little light, and people would realize it or notice it even more than when you are in a group of lights. Now, we both run an organization that deals with talent, discovery, development, innovation, and how to market the products of your talent. Okay, and it's Corporate Africa Consult. So go to Facebook, like our page, inbox us, and we'll be sending you daily or weekly, at least weekly, messages on how to discover, develop, and make your talent a competitive one. We also run Nobles, the network of black entrepreneurs. What Nobles seeks to do is we want to tap in each and every individual's talents for the collective good of everybody who is a member of Nobles, so that we translate it back into the society. Okay? We believe that we as young people do not have the capital and the resources to start sustainable businesses. So what we should do as a people is to partner each other. See your strength, I see my strength. Bring your weaknesses. We come together and make it a whole holistic something that can be beneficial to both of us and the society at large. But always keep in mind that you are supposed to leave this world a much better place than you came to meet it. So dare to be a difference. Thank you.
Supposed to leave the world a much better place than you met it, by Kwejo Kedem. This has been the BKC Motivational Show. We started with the author book review segment with Daniel Obeku Zion on his book, Finding Your Purpose, Lessons from a Jigsaw Puzzle, and looking at the subject to do with talent and inspiring you to make the most of your talent and your giftings with Kwejo Kedem and Maxwell Bokete. And those who are listening on Facebook, I'm going to post in the winners of the book, The Lucky Book 2. Now, if you want to develop your talents and giftings as a speaker, and if you want part of the Motivational Speakers Network, visit the website at motivationalspeakersnetwork.org, and also make a date with us on the 15th of September. We are meeting at Totally Youth opposite Alisa Hotel at 2:30 p.m. 2 weeks from now, Alisa Hotel, Totally Youth. Join the Motivational Speakers Network. If you're a fan of, you love motivational books and you want to get into seminars and all that and develop your gift as a speaker, make a date and don't be late. Join the Motivational Speakers Network. This has been your host, Bernard Kelvin Clive. Make a date same time next week, and don't worry, be happy. God bless you.